This is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. Like all you need.
Good morning, KFI AM 640.
Let me take the night out.
Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. So Hector was going to get your Los Angeles, but these computers don't cooperate, right, Hector? I thought, where's LA? Our little tune, our little jingle.
I had no idea. The computer just froze up on me.
Oh, did it really? It's like, hello, I have a mind of my own. It's raining outside. I get to do whatever I want. I know. It's so crazy. I have to say, it is very bizarre that we have rain. I know it's winter, but I swear I'm so LA. And I'm like, oh. I woke up this morning. Is it raining again? Like, we're in a drought, and I complain about that. And now I'm like, yeah, okay, we got rain. We're good. Okay, next. Can we get back to sunshine and make it beautiful? Oh, I tell you, we are very demanding here in Southern California, but that's just the way we grew up, and that's who we are. Anyway, thanks for joining me, you guys. I do want to give a shout-out here on Twitter to Andy Gomez. You are hilarious. Andy Gomez says, look who got up to listen to your show, even though you don't like cats. She is your fan. Greetings to the KFI AM 640 gang. Oh, no, you know something? It's so funny. I don't like cats because I'm deathly allergic to cats. But you do have a beautiful black cat that I'm looking at right now. So thank you for your tweet. That's a great picture. And boy, you are an early bird. God bless you. Thank you for getting up with me. Really appreciate it. We love you guys. You can always, you know, send us some pictures and you know, send us all that you've got to say and share. On Twitter, at @E_Espinosa, and of course, my Instagram, at Elizabeth Espinosa. I actually just posted a quick Insta story. I had to do it this morning. I'm guilty. I went to the McDonald's drive-thru for a large Coca-Cola. I know. I just needed a little pick-me-up, you know what I'm saying? Didn't have time for coffee, so I thought I would do that. Plus, I don't actually drink coffee, so maybe that's why I didn't pick up coffee. Oh, of course. That's how it works. But we got a really big show for you, because guess what? Valentine's Day is this week, and I told you last week I was going to go out of my way and find you a relationship coach, an author, someone to save you from the misery of this upcoming holiday. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because not everybody has a Valentine, and maybe you have a Valentine and you don't know what to do. So there's so many different scenarios. How do you deal with it? It's so overwhelming. Producer Brent has a Valentine, so he's excited. Do you have everything planned? Are you ready to go?
I have nothing planned because our anniversary is the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
it's super smart. Yeah.
No, that's double the stress because you've got to do Valentine's Day.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, gosh. You're that guy.
No, everything's cheaper the day afterwards. So, you know,
that guy.
Candy's cheaper. Wine is cheaper.
You're the worst.
I'm cheaper.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Hey, so listen, this week, though, what an interesting week. I was out in Seal Beach, and I do want to share with you. It is disgusting what happens after the rain. It is really heartbreaking to see what happens to our beaches. I know a lot of us here in Southern California, we love to surf, we love to swim, we love to just get in the water, stay away from the ocean water for a little bit. The bacteria levels must be so high. The runoff from the storm drains, wow, something else. We were down in Seal Beach, so it's right off of First Street. They've got a, you know, the jetty parking lot area. There's like a pedestrian and a trail there, you know, to hike as well. And so it actually is the San Gabriel River that basically takes in the runoff from like 52 inland cities and then just dumps it into the ocean there at Seal Beach. And there is so much trash. It is unbelievable. Very hard to look at, very hard to even process that you see baby diapers, syringes, furniture. Yeah, washing up on our beaches. It is insanity, the trash that you see that is brought in from storm drains. Now, a lot of people we talked to out there, in fact, this guy said to me, I live down here, I see it every time it rains, and believe it or not, it's gotten better, Elizabeth. I'm like, no, please don't tell me that. That's disgusting. I can't even believe that to be true. Also, what was so heartbreaking to watch is seeing all the birds and the marine life, like, land, like, especially the birds when they would land to try to, like, you know, feed. And a lot of the plastic turns into microplastic, like the styrofoam. And so it looks like food. So they're ingesting that And it's so toxic, again, for our marine life.
And it's not just the birds ingesting.
No, of course not.
Because you have the fish that are already ingested the plastic, and now the birds are eating the fish that ingested the plastic.
Right, and then you're eating the fish, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so guess what you're eating? Trash!
I'm a vegetarian.
I know, whatever. I'm a pescatarian, thank that. But it's really terrible. I know that Save Our Beach, and I really wanted to promote this, they hold a monthly cleanup at Seal Beach on the third Saturday of each month. Volunteers can help between 9 a.m. and noon. So the meeting place there is also in that parking lot where we went live from at the end of First Street. But they're not alone, of course, in that fight against litter. There are a lot of other residents that do stuff on their own time. They do it in Huntington Beach as well. In the harbor area down there, they face a similar battle. If you're listening and you're from that area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And in fact, yesterday, I did get a bunch of texts from a new friend of ours. He is with the Surf Rider Foundation, and he was sharing with me that students and parents, mostly from inland cities, helping in the rain, shout out to them, doing a beach cleanup at Sunset Beach. So that was pretty cool. So if you want to get involved, you can also go to Surf Rider Foundation for, you know, for that information. But it really is heartbreaking to see all those syringes and, ugh, my God. Like, we've got to do something, man. I mean, it's just... pick up your trash already. And I know that they were saying that, you know, a lot of it also comes from some of the waste that some of our homeless community members throw into the river. But look, either way, I think we all play a role. So we can't just say it's just the homeless that dump in some of the bigger items. I'm sure they do. I'm not saying they don't. But, you know, it's important to for all of us to play a part in this and see what we can do to be a part of the solution. I also want to share with you that, you know, and I've told you before that we are a KTL, not KTLA, I'm losing my mind here, a KFI family here. And gosh, I have to tell you, if I could do radio all week long, I would. It's such a great group, and we have an incredible team of hosts, especially our Fork Report show, Neil Saavedra. He is funny. He is witty. He knows how to cook. He's a new dad. He's a great husband, and he really is such a comedian. I tell him all the time he should have been a stand-up comic. I mean, he also missed his calling on that one, but he could do that as well, if he wanted to as well. But I want to thank Neil Saavedra because we were on, he called me up yesterday, his producer, Mondo, and I was on the show, and unbeknownst to me, because we had talked about, at Bill Handel's big party, I saw Neil, and we talked a little bit about, you know, he has a genetic renal disease, kidney failure situation, and he knew that down the road at some point he was going to have to go on dialysis. And dialysis, of course, is a treatment that is basically used to basically clean your blood, right? It's something you develop at the end stage of kidney failure. So it's very serious, and it's very hard on your body. So I did not know right before I came on his show yesterday to talk about the breakup bar, which we'll talk about later in the show, that he started his first treatment on Friday, I believe it was. And it was tough. I mean, he threw up. I think he said he passed out. It was brutal. It was several hours. And he shared that. And so many of you have been so amazing, showing your love and support and prayers. And I, you know, I add that, you know, I add my name to that list because really, you know, we want to send him as much love and support. What a great guy. And this isn't going to be always fun. It's not going to be easy. And I think all the energy, I really believe in energy. And so I think if you send your love, support, you know, to... his page and his Twitter. In fact, I'm looking right now, if you hold on here, at his page on Instagram. So it's at Fork Reporter, F-O-R-K, Reporter. And he posted one of the, he posted some pictures about the dialysis. Very enlightening and very powerful. And we're very proud of him. He is really like a brother to me. So I'm just sending, wanted to ask you all to, you know, today is Sunday. Let's go to church. Let's go to service and let's send our love and prayer so that this is not a, you know, it's not a dark journey, that it's going to be, we give him light because it's going to be tough, but he is a tough guy. So he's going to be great. And speaking of tough, it might be tough that you have a Valentine or not. So we thought we'd get an incredible coach, a relationship coach to get you through it all. We're going to have him for two segments, God willing. I'm so excited. Rob Mack, you've seen him on MTV. He's one of the experts on living famously single, I believe it is. He coaches celebrities all the time in their love affair. So listen, we got some support coming your way. We'll be right back with Rob Mack. This is Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate is back. Welcome back, sister. Good morning.
Hi, thank you.
Again. Come on, Elizabeth.
Can't stop now. I've traveled so far. Change this lonely life.
Mary Kate!
I want to know what love is.
This is sad.
Oh, God, what's happening?
I want you to show me.
Yes, I want to feel. Okay, I'm done.
Wow.
No, I used all my producer tokens today.
You are funny. Stop it. KFI AM 640. I know. You got confused. You're like, wow, is this like the real thing? Like it's them singing? No, it's actually Elizabeth Espinosa and producer Brent. Yes, iHeartRadio, my friend. Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 5 to 6 a.m. here on the West Coast. We are on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa, and I just post something very funny. A little hashtag behind the scenes, how I get here and stay awake. I'm very excited. As you know, love is in the air. Or not. There's a very cool pop-up boutique slash, let's just call it the bar. It's called the Breakup Bar. And in fact, that's why I was on the Fork Report yesterday, because this is such a cool place. It's off of Melrose and Poinsettia, right? So it's that cool strip of like LA, like all the hipsters go. And it's next to a bar called the Severance Bar. So that's where you go where you get fired. Get it? You get severance pay and you go to the Severance Bar and use up the $5 on a good drink to kind of like, you know, just drink away your tears. And the pain, the grief. Well, it's so cool because Evan is a, you know, he's a food person and bar person. And he's the owner of Severance Bar and said that him and his girlfriend talked about, hey, babe, what do you think about if we actually came up with like a pop-up boutique, like a breakup bar for Valentine's Day, like the total anti-Valentine's Day place to go? And they were like, yeah, that's funny. That's great. And then he actually did it. And of course, she lives on the East Coast. So when he called her and told her he did it, she said, what? I thought you were just kidding. So it's kind of funny. But it's such a great place. And this is where I met a relationship coach. We had him on with KTLA. He is very... very popular. I mean, number one, you look at him and you think, oh my God, this guy's perfect. Like he looks good. He sounds good. He's smart. There's nothing wrong with him. So this is why this guy is also famously available, ladies. But I can't throw him out there yet because I'm sure he has a long list. But here he's coming as a relationship coach and author to help us survive Valentine's Day. We want to find love. Rob Mack. Rob Mack, good morning.
Good morning. Wow. Can I just keep you, Elizabeth? That was an amazing introduction.
You are so fun. We had so much fun the other day, and I thought, we've got to get you on a KFI because you've got to save so many people from this, the pressure, the stress, the grief. I mean, people are biting their nails as we speak. It's only a few days away. Valentine's Day is on Thursday.
I know. It's amazing. I always thought of this as like the season of love, but apparently it's the season of breakups, too. Like, this time of the year through March is the most popular time for breaking up.
That is so crazy. That's what we were laughing about, because there is a season for duck hunting and there's a season for breaking up.
That's right. It's cutting season and it's cuffing season. Cutting people off and cuffing them, getting relationships, yes.
I'm telling you. So, Rob, I mean, let's make sure everybody knows your credentials. I mean, you're a full-fledged counselor, psychologist. Give it to me, babe.
That's right. Let them know, Elizabeth. Let them know. I am a positive psychology expert. So there's a field of positive psychology that developed out of the Ivy League schools of University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. I'm an author. I was on Famously Single on E. I was on Mind Your Business on OWN. But I basically help people through tough times in their life.
Yes. And that's where we are calling on your expertise this morning. So what happens when... let's start with, you're not sure about going through this Valentine's Day with this partner, but you're here now. You're kind of stuck. It's just a few days away. How do you do this without setting yourself up for failure, without lying, and being true to yourself and to your partner because you owe it to that person?
Great question. So, look, I know it's Valentine's season, so we often have expectations and we feel bad and don't want to feel guilty about breaking up right on Valentine's Day or before Valentine's Day, but you're always better off getting it out of the way sooner than later, so that's number one. Number two, there's an acronym we use sometimes in the coaching business, which is THINK. So before you speak, think. So how can I say what I want to say in a way that is T, true, H, helpful, I, inspiring, N, necessary, and K, kind. So the idea basically is how can I say what I want to say in the truest way humanly possible, but wrap it in warmth and positivity. You know, key, because you don't want to be, you know, the bad guy, the bad girl.
Yeah.
So you want to do the right thing, but you have to do it in a way that still is kind and warm.
And how do you know it really is time to call it quits?
Oh, man, great question. Well, we've got this little thing we use in a positive psychology business, and we know that a breakup is going to happen. So there are these fantastic relationship experts called the Gottmans, named the Gottmans, and they have come up with a way to predict your relationship is going to work or not with 94% reliability, and they can tell you in 30 seconds, right? So they can see you have a conversation with your partner and say, hey, this is not going to work out. They can do it with 94% reliability based on four things. One is contempt. That's the most important. Basically, it's an air of superiority. So if you or your partner has an air of superiority, not going to work out most likely.
Wow.
Two, criticism. That means, you know, basically making the person bad or wrong as opposed to just the behavior. Three is defensiveness. And four is stonewalling. Stonewalling is simply shutting down. So if you see those four qualities or traits within yourself or the other person, you can be sure it's probably time to break out.
And when we were at the breakup bar, we were, of course, getting a great laugh on the wall of broken relationships. They have basically a wall up where you post little notes about things that happened. We saw divorce papers. We saw stories of infidelity, text messages, people breaking up saying, I want to break up over a text message. I'm sorry. That drives me crazy.
It's a lot, right? It's a lot. And don't lie, Elizabeth. You know a lot of those messages were yours.
Rob, why you got to call me out? Yeah, pretty much.
I know, right? Right. But that wall was crazy, wasn't it? It was unbelievable. I mean, there were divorce papers up there. There was a dog collar for the person who took the dog and left the collar.
I know. But let's talk about people ghosting in a relationship, not wanting to own up to it's over.
Yeah, it's a great point. So the challenge with ghosting is that you never really know why someone ghosted you. I mean, you know, we always assume the worst and we always personalize it. But the truth is lots of things happen to lots of people for lots of reasons that we're not clear about, right? I mean, they could have gotten sick. Maybe somebody in the family got sick. Maybe somebody died. Maybe they had a boyfriend already, a girlfriend already, a partner already. You know, maybe they went bankrupt. Maybe they lost a job. I mean, there are infinite reasons why somebody ghosts you. And so to think and sit at home and to worry and ruminate about it all, it's just useless. It doesn't help. You know, and even trying to figure out why doesn't help. Because even if a person tells you it was for reason A, they could be lying. It could be for reason B. So at the end of the day, it can be painful. But, you know, it's only painful to the extent that you continue thinking about it and reliving it over and over again.
Well, and you were saying that. So ghosting, by the way, is when someone just stops talking to you. Like all of a sudden you get no explanation. But I have to tell you from personal experience, I am terrible. I'm so terrible with closure. Like I always say, okay, we're going to break up and we break up like a zillion times. Like I can't just have a hard out. I can't be like, that's it. Like I am the worst. You know, we talked about what we talked about and I've done nothing to achieve what we talked about. It's just gotten worse.
You have a big heart. Let's be honest. You have a big heart. You have like this incredible generosity of spirit. So it makes it really hard when you're empathetic. It's really hard to break up with people because you feel like, you know, you're hurting their feelings, which you kind of are. But at the end of the day, if you just wait it out and procrastinate, it gets worse and worse and worse. But I'm like you. I've always believed in just letting a relationship, a bad relationship, die a natural death. You know, I'm like, oh, over time. And then just like 3 years later, you're still in it.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa, I just lost those 3 years. Okay. We're going to keep you because we have so much to go through. Can you stay with us till midnight? Okay. Rob Mack is a relationship coach, expert psychologist. I kid you not. He is saving so many people's marriages, relationships. And he is the relationship a coach to the star. So we're very happy to have him on. Why don't, if you guys have a question, maybe you've got something that's burning and you need help. Why don't you call us? Rob, you'll take some questions. from our listeners?
Absolutely.
All right, let's we'll continue our conversation. There's so much to talk about. But if you have time, you want to talk about it, call us right now. 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary-Kate in the newsroom.
Strangers in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Exchanging glances, wandering in the night.
Oh, yes.
What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
I feel the love, I feel the love.
Before the night was through.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa here on the West Coast, 5:35 a.m. We are on iHeartRadio, and you are going to listen to Rob Mack. He is a celebrity life coach, happiness counselor, psychologist. You would watch him on E! They had a show, Celebrity Life Coach on Famously Single. He is the author of many books, and he is basically the go-to person celebrities use because they need to save their relationships. I mean, they're no different than all of us public servants, us people that are not famous. So it's such an honor to have you on, Rob Mack. Here we are. You ready to go?
I am, always.
I love it. I love it.
Keep talking like that, Elizabeth.
1-800-520-1KFI. Rob is actually going to take your calls. I mean, listen to this. This is good because this is a free gig. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's expensive to get his services. So let's take a call and get some help, some relationship expert help, because Valentine's Day is on Thursday. We've got a caller on right now for you. This is John from Los Angeles. John, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. Elizabeth. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Talk to me. What happened?
So my girlfriend stopped talking to me all of a sudden. And then yesterday she told me to come over because she wanted to talk. So we ended up talking. Nothing came about it. But as I was leaving, she kept telling me to come back in and she wanted to keep talking. And then she would tell me to leave. And then she would tell me to come back in. But I don't know. I'm not the sharpest tool on the shed when it comes to this type of stuff. So
you're so cute. Well, it's tough, right? I mean, well,
yeah.
So wait, Rob. I mean, how long have they been dating? I guess that's a big part of it, right?
4 years.
Four years.
And yeah. And what did she want to talk about?
Well, she's like, oh, give me space. And I just wanted to tell you that I need space and it's nothing personal. Like, we had already broken up, but she called me to, she wanted to talk again. So I'm like, yeah, you got it. You know, I mean, I'm giving you space. So I was leaving and she's like, no, come back in. I want to talk some more.
So you're confused right now.
Yeah. So I'm like,
Rob, what should he do?
What?
Yeah, she sounds conflicted, right? She sounds conflicted. I mean, I wonder, when she called you back in, what did she talk about then? Because if she's asking for space, and then, of course, you're listening and you're leaving, and then she's saying, hey, wait, come back in, let's talk some more, what did she then want to talk more about? Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm so, like, clueless about this because I'm like, why did she keep calling me back in, you know?
Yeah, confusing. It's confusing. I think at the end of the day, the one thing that you did hear that we also heard you share is that she wanted space. I would respect that and honor that, and I would be careful because she sounds deeply conflicted. And the only way for her to find a little peace and clarity is for her to give herself a little space too.
Give yourself,
sort of embrace the space. Yeah. Mm. So I would, you know, I would be careful there. She, you know, she sounds just really deeply conflicted. And whenever you do hear from her, I would probably be a little slow and a little bit reluctant probably to respond, very quickly or at all, especially since she asked for space. So give her a little time and see how she responds. You know, hopefully she'll find a little peace and clarity over time.
And you know what, John?
But has that been a theme?
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, there's the breakup bar at Melrose and Poinsettia. I kid you not. It's so much fun just to go in there and watch, to read the messages on the wall of broken relationships. And wouldn't you say, Rob, boundaries? So if she asks you for something, then you tell her, I'm not talking to you now because you've told me you need space.
And I know.
Absolutely.
Space, and then she keeps calling me that she wants to talk, so I'm like, what? Right.
And Rob, would you say he should celebrate himself on Valentine's Day?
Oh, my goodness, all day long. I mean, you know, Valentine's Day is about love even more than it is about relationships. So I would spend time with people that I loved and that loved me, and I would spend time doing things that I loved. So, yes, absolutely, whatever it is that you want her to be doing with you or somebody else to be doing with or for you, I would do for myself. or I do with my friends or other people. So absolutely embrace being single, man. I love being single. I'm going to tell you right now. I also understand how hard it could be to get through a breakup. But, you know, time is short, man. Life is short. Enjoy yourself while you can.
John, thank you so much. Good luck, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I love listening to your show.
Love you back, bro. Thank you so much. Good luck. And this is it. I want to talk about what are the three most important things so that a relationship does work, Rob? I know we don't have a ton of time, but if you can just share with us those key ingredients.
Oh, wow. Great question. So in order to make sure that your relationship does work, probably the most important factor by far is kindness. So believe it or not, people really struggle with kindness. And very early on in the relationship, they get very defensive and critical and all these other things, but kindness. The second thing is optimism. We know for certain that optimism predicts positive, healthy, happy relationships. It also happens to predict most presidential elections and most individual and team sports, by the way. So optimism is just key. And the third piece is happiness. Like if you want a happy relationship, you need to be happy yourself. You know, a happy relationship consist of two independently happy people. So if your happiness depends on being in a relationship or on the other person in a relationship, you're in trouble. So kindness, positivity or optimism, and happiness.
And do you have like a trick for couples when they love each other to death, maybe they've been together for too long or not, but they have an incredible bond, but they have different personalities and they find themselves getting into arguments often. So it's one of those like, this couple fights a lot, but there's true love there. So what would be like a trick so that you de-escalate the
alcohol?
War? Wow, seriously, don't listen to
Brent. Oh, my goodness,
Brent.
There you go, Brent. That's right. Oh, man, that'll just solve pretty much every problem and create three more. But I would say, I love the question, and I think most of us have been there before. To be honest, this is when you probably call a professional or a mediator because it seems like it's just, this one thing and this other thing that you kind of tend to incessantly or consistently argue about, but there's a deeper sort of problem there, and that is that you're really seeing things in a quite different from different perspectives, and there's a little bit of challenge around active listening probably for both parties, but also around what we call positive reframing on the fly. And so the best relationships really consist of people who are able to listen without judgment to what the other person is saying, reflect it back in their own words without judgment, and then reframe it in a way where they can find positive ground with the other person. So basically, you find a way to disagree without being disagreeable, right? So it's like, I can see how you would see it that way, and I see the value in it for these reasons. And the one thing that I do agree with you about is this over here. What do you think about that? Do you agree with that too? And they say yes, and then you sort of easily and effortlessly ramp up your agreement in ways that increase the sort of rapport and the connection between the two of you. But it often requires a mediator or a coach to do some like translation for you, because often you hear one thing, but the person's saying something entirely different. Maybe they're not even disagreeing with them, or you're not disagreeing with them.
Isn't
it
amazing?
It can be.
Everyone speaks their own language. What is your love language, right? That's a big part of it as well. So you're listening to Rob Mack. He is a celebrity relationship coach. I do have one last question. So if you don't mind, we come back. I do have one last question. It'll be quick. But I do need to know, why do men love bitches? Okay? I need to know.
Oh, man.
Oh!
We're going to talk that one out.
Okay, so we come back. You ready for that?
Yes.
All right. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, saving your Valentine's Day. KFI AM 640, Mary-Kate. You're getting married soon. This is good advice, Mary-Kate.
You must try to ignore that and be more than
that's right.
That's my grandma.
But it's what?
Tina Turner.
Oh, that's not your grandma.
I know. Same last name, though.
Oh, that's right.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Yes, my friends. Valentine's Day is around the corner. We're in the mood. We're in the mood. Yes. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. We are having too much fun here. Rob Mack is a celebrity life coach, relationship expert. You've seen him on E, famously single. I can't say that. And he is an author. Right, Rob, remind me again, the book is?
Happiness from the Inside Out.
Happiness from the Inside Out. And you know what? You really do exude that. I was very impressed when I met you this week at the Breakup Bar off of Melrose and Poinsettia, if you want to go check it out. It's very fun. And so before you leave us, because I know you go a million miles per hour. Boy, I thought I was a busy bee. I'm very impressed with Rob's life. And again, he is...
I take notes from you. I take notes from you. That's the truth.
You are so adorable. But you are saving us. You are saving us because Valentine's Day is on Thursday. And so we've been asking you questions about how to survive. And by the way, if people want to get more information and maybe even hire you for services, how can they reach you?
Yeah, they can go to CoachRobMack.com. And they can also find me on all social media platforms at RobMackOfficial.
Awesome. And Mack is M-A-C-K. So my last final question for you, is it true? Why do men love bitches? Because they say that the bitch understands that when a man wants something, he'll go after it, and going after it makes him want it even more. And is it true for women as well?
Yeah. So it's partly true, right? And we know psychologically, if you invest time and energy in something, you work hard at it, you tend to appreciate it and enjoy it more. So we do know that. That being said, I wouldn't agree that men like bitches. I don't think they like mean women. I don't think that at all. In fact, my experience with most men is that they, in fact, don't like women like that. So that instead, actually, what men love is confidence. They love confidence. They love confident women, and they love happy women. And that actually, men rate happy women as more attractive than unhappy women. And women happen to do the same with men, not to the same extent or same degree, but it still holds true for both genders.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's not, there's a misinterpretation there. It just seems to be that you know, certain kind of women that get certain kind of men, but it's the confidence that men love.
Mm.
Sometimes they love the assertiveness and they love the clarity in the same way that women especially love the clarity that, you know, and decisiveness that men have. And that can sometimes look like, you know, he's not the greatest guy in the world, but it's the confidence underlying all that that's really driving the attraction.
That's very true. Very true. Well, you are a very confident man, and, Producer Brent did just make mention that he checked you out online.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, you're a really good-looking dude, so I don't really trust your advice.
Oh, man.
Just Brent, superficially speaking, you're going to get, you know, at least into the door. So we need uglier people doing your job.
Oh, man. You two are going to make me broke. You're going to make me broke, not just by sending clients away, but more importantly, from the compliments, because I feel like I owe you checks on checks on checks today. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. You're amazing. Rob Mack, you're amazing. Say again. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I never felt very attractive. I mean, my whole life, you know, through my 20s, I felt like literally the ugliest person in the world. That's really the way I saw myself. And then one day I was like, this is ridiculous. I see these guys that are getting, like, all the most beautiful women in the world, and they're really not that attractive at all. In fact, some of the guys that were getting the most attractive women were the least attractive men, but they had, you know, they were, like, full-on swag. Mm. So I was like, I really got to increase my swag, charisma, my confidence, and all these other things. So I just started working on the soft skills, and it's unbelievable. People, you know, really take to the soft skill stuff. So confidence, happiness, they're attractive things.
And this is what makes you a great relationship coach, because you've been there. You understand what it's like to be on the other side of it. So that's incredible. Thank you so much, Rob Mack. Again, so Rob Mack is on, what is it, robmack.com, we said?
That's right, robmack.com.
And it's M-A-C-K.
Or, sorry, coachrobmack.com. Coachrobmack.com.
Coach
Rob. I got me forgetting.
No, no worries. It is early. Coachrobmack.com. You are awesome. And also, why don't you pitch your show, La La Land? They can also...
Yes, that's right. So you can check out Good Morning La La Land every weekday, 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on all social media platforms, including Apple TV. And we've got a dream guest coming on soon, which is Elizabeth Espinosa.
Oh, I was like, who's that? Yeah, I'm so excited. You are so awesome. Oh, happy Valentine's Day. I will see you soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, love. And, of course, Rob has a ton of dates coming up. So, you know, I mean, the guy's so busy. We also want to go to the calendar section. We have an incredible lineup here. SoCal. Did you hear about the SoCal Retro Gaming Expo coming up to the Pasadena Convention Center? Very excited. Brooke is the event manager. Brooke, good morning. How are you doing? Are you ready for Valentine's Day? Do we set you up?
Good morning. I'm actually married, so I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Stop it. That should be a reason for you to celebrate, silly girl.
No, but you know what? Hey, some tickets to SoCal Retro Gaming Expo are definitely great, ladies. Let's be real. Your man or significant other will love them.
I love that. That is so great. You're so funny. You're like, we're not celebrating. We're married. Mwah.
Well, you know how it goes. Sometimes you're just like, okay, well, you asked each other last night, what are we going to do? And we just kind of like looked at each other. We're like, guess Wingstop? I don't know.
Ah, that's so cute. This is too cute. So tell me about this event.
So SoCal is going into its fourth year. We started in 2016, and we were really small, and we've just kind of keep growing since then. So we outgrew our little home at Frankenstein Collectibles Show in City of Industry, and we appreciate them, but we were like, we have to be somewhere bigger. So we're in the Pasadena Convention Center this year on February 23rd and 24th. So we are super excited.
Well, this sounds cool, and I know we're going to post on our page, KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday, for more information. Thank you so much, Brooke, and I hope you have an incredible Valentine's Day anyway.
Thanks, you too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Also, 2019 Lunar New Year Blessing Ceremony, that is happening today at 10 a.m., and they also have something tomorrow at 1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It goes from 10 a.m. through 1 o'clock in the morning at the Hilton Los Angeles San Gabriel over in the San Gabriel area. Kind of cool. And I guess this is why my producer put this in there, because he's a Buddhist. Although I just called him on something that he was acting very Buddhist about. And it says you can pray and ask for Buddha's blessings, shine in the light of Buddha. So they've got energy blessings there, chanting, light and flower offering. It's pretty cool. We'll, of course, put that on our page, KFIAM640.com. This is so funny. I love it. I'm seeing on our page a number of people are still calling in now for some advice from Rob Mack, our relationship coach. Thank you so much. We'll absolutely have to bring him back so we can get more relationship advice going for you, because those things are very important. I think if your love life isn't in place, you know, it's tough for everything else to feel good. So, you know, we acknowledge that here. So listen, the Jesus Christ Show is next. And then, of course, you've got at 11 o'clock, the Home with Dean Sharp coming up at 2 o'clock. Don't forget Leo Laporte. At 5 p.m., our girl Wendy Walsh, and then my man Mo Kelly at 6 o'clock. So don't forget to tune in here. And remember what I asked you earlier. Please send some love and some prayers to our Neil Saavedra. He just started dialysis, and I'm so proud of him because he is such a tough guy, and I can't express how much love I have for him and this show. And the fact is, he's got this. He's a man. So thank you, guys. And listen, whether or not you, on a very serious note, whether or not you have a Valentine or not, the most important thing is to love yourself. I think that's how you attract love. Love yourself. Enjoy an incredible dinner by yourself or with other friends. You know, whatever it is. I am going to have an incredible Thursday because not only am I going to work, which I feel always blessed for doing, you know, for having work. I'm going to be at KTLA for the 10 p.m. newscast and the 11 p.m. newscast. But in the morning, I'm going to get my boobies squished. Oh, yeah. By a machine. I'm getting my mammogram. Health is everything, my friends. All right. Love you. Have an incredible week. Happy Valentine's Day. And remember, be kind and be good to each other. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Ocean.